Baruch Lurie, the big brisket, joining us in a studio during the 9 days. Are we even allowed to talk to you during the 9 milk days?
Good morning, guys. I hope you're all well.
Yeah, I'm missing meat, I have to tell you.
No, he looks so relaxed. He's got no customers. Do you even open your shop during the 9 days?
We open the shop and we learn lots of Torah, yes.
Wow. So, do people lecture you while you open?
No, we just have nothing else to do, so that's what we do.
Oh, so you sit and you learn. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And Netflix is not an option.
Yeah, we're saving up for Netflix for Tisha B'Av. That's when we do all the Netflix.
I see. So, so it obviously is very quiet, but you can have meat again on Shabbos.
You can have
Shabbat.
Meat on Shabbos, for sure.
And you can actually start the fast on meat this year.
You can start the fast on meat, yes.
So we were debating this last night in our house. Because it's a Shabbat and that leads into the fast of Tisha B'Av, you can start the fast with meat.
Correct.
So what's the, what do you recommend? We were debating this because we said you've had a big Shabbos lunch. What is the best thing to start your fast? We were going the whole maybe sort of hot beef on rye kind of a vibe. What do you think of that?
I think it's cool, but I think it's a bit too salty to start the fast.
Oh gosh, the salty, not salty enough. I can't, if you say to me boiled chicken, you can just leave.
So, you could do like a nice butternut soup in the chollen pot.
Okay.
On low, and you could start that with like challah. That's
right, but how does that benefit you as a butcher?
We sell butternut soup. And challah. I think we're going to do like roast chicken and cold meat kind of vibe, and maybe like a potato kugel.
Right, because you want a bit of a mix of carbs and proteins.
So that's what we're going to do.
All right.
But you can't break a fast on meat because that's a whole other story.
Even though it's been moved off. And when are we allowed to eat meat from?
So you actually can have on Monday morning first thing. So we can do like a nice flashy breakfast.
You can have a meat breakfast on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Right, so anybody who doesn't know what on earth we're talking about, there is a period of 9 days that leads up to the fast of Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, which is the most tragic day in Jewish history. A tremendous amount of terrible things have befallen or befell. The Jewish people honor this day in history. And what happens is for the 9 days prior to build up to this day, we consider this to be a period of mourning. We don't drink wine. We don't eat meat. And people don't shave during the 3 weeks and certainly during the 9 days. So that is why what we are referring to when we chat to Baruch Lurie from Nussbaum's. All right. But I'm presuming that you still got specials,
right? We've got a special, absolutely. And you were talking about value for money earlier, so we are doing mincemeat at 99 rand a kilo, and it's just for the next 3 days. So the regular price was 119, and from today, Thursday and Friday, we are open the public holiday Friday, 99 rand per kilo. And what's nice about this deal is that mince is one of the most popular meats out there, and it is easily freezable. So if you don't use it now, you can for sure use it after the 9 days.
Okay, so that's great. That is a great special.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Moshe says, hi guys. First of all, still been shopping for meat this week, because you can have meat on Shabbos. Plus, how about a late third meal cholent just before the fast?
Cool idea.
Yeah, well, that's if you like cholent. I'm not really a cholent eater.
You're not a cholent eater?
No, can't do that.
So Baruch, I have a question.
Uh-oh.
My mother recently served like boerewors on a stick. Or maybe not boerewors, shish kebab, something she bought from you.
Okay.
The kids loved it.
Right. Because after that they become weapons. After
maybe
you've eaten it.
But it was like a piece of boerewors without skin on a stick. What was that?
Okay, so...
it was like a meat lollipop.
Yeah, exactly. So we actually call it a burger lollipop. So it's not a boerewors flavor. It's a burger, hamburger flavor. And it doesn't have a skin, and we put a kebab stick on it, and it's just a fun, different way of eating a burger.
It's not a shish kebab.
It's not a shish kebab.
What is a shish kebab?
A shish kebab is like a Turkish Mediterranean vibe with coriander, mint, garlic, that vibe.
Did the word sassati become a very bad word? Because when we were young, we ate sassatis. Now you eat kebabs.
Same thing.
I know, I'm getting
it. It is. I know. I think we've come to kebabs. I think we were a Sassati nation and we've become a kebab nation.
Where does Sassati come from?
I don't know. Zanati, what word do you use?
And I used to say society.
Oh, I like that. So hold on. So did you used to call them Sassati?
Sassati, yes.
And now, do you still call them that or do you call them kebabs?
Kebabs.
You see, that's it. We've moved as a people.
Well, I can tell you, according to Wikipedia,
yes,
Sassati is a traditional South African dish of meat, usually lamb or mutton, cooked on skewers. The term derives from sate, meaning skewered meat, and sauce, spicy sauce. It is of Cape Malay origin and is used in Afrikaans.
We need to bring that back.
Okay, we'll bring it back.
Baruch, I'm sorry, it is your responsibility.
For next week.
Because this is where we lose our very own culture.
Okay.
You know, that a little part of Malay in me died when I heard that.
That little part of society.
A message from Ian, he says, please tell Baruch his lamb wagon wheels are absolutely awesome and something everybody should taste. Maybe he can bring some in studio for you guys next week, not hinting or anything. Wow, that's interesting.
Thank if he doesn't, his lamb wagon wheels may have a puncture.
Or fallen off or something.
A friend of mine told me on Shabbos as well that he ordered some of these lamb wagon wheels, got David to bra them outside, and they were delicious.
What are they?
They come from the lamb breast. So we trim the lamb breast.
Because
we take
I didn't
it
even
off
know
the bone.
Lamb had wheels. I had no idea.
And we roll them up
not
into
being
the
an
wheels.
Animal person.
How do you think they get around?
We could call those societies.
No, we're calling societies.
No, but these are societies. They pinwheels is like a step further than kebab. So I'm saying let's not go too into the future. Let's take it back and call them societies.
But no.
Because they are.
Societies, according to Wikipedia, have some very specific ingredients. Cubes of lamb, beef and chicken, dried apricots, red onions and mixed peppers.
Ah.
So are you saying that the beef, chicken and lamb on one society?
No, I'm not sure about that. You would never, mix your...
This is like a Gomorrah session. What is it? Yeah. But I remember seeing somebody eat that, huh?
Apricots.
Yeah.
Red onions and red peppers.
I think it's, I'm sorry.
I could go for the peppers and onions.
It is your responsibility and I think your mom as well, being the butcher's wife, I think needs to bring back societies.
She's also the butcher's mother.
As well. Yes, that is true. That is true. All right, before we confuse everybody to such an extent that we don't know if we're coming or going.
So just to summarize.
Yes, if you don't mind.
Our mince was 1.19 per kilo, is now 99 per kilo, so there's a 20 rand saving for the next 3 days. Number two, we are open on Friday, the public holiday, selling lots of meat delicacies to start your fast on. And we will be bringing back societies as of next week.
So let us say I'm a vampire, I need to bite into some meat. When can I eat meat?
After Kiddush on Friday night.
Friday night,
and then again, when?
All the way through till when the fast starts. Yeah,
until about 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, evening. And then on Monday morning, we can do a breakfast together if you'd like, with sausages, bacon, and
societies.
After 11 when the intermittent fasting begins again.